Afternoon, folks. Oh, I say afternoon, it's evening. It's after 5 o'clock here in the UK. I'm still getting used to the fact that I can actually do an audio boo and upload it straight away. It's quite strange to get used to after 2 weeks of having to go around to Chris's flat in order to upload any boos. Today I've had my gas and electric meters changed from those horrible card and key meters to ordinary credit meters. The electric ones I can use. I mean, I've had one before. Well, I've had them a couple of times before. And you can use them. I can use them in as much as I can get electric put on them. And they're basically, you just put the key into the little slot and it beeps. And when it beeps, you just take it out and your credit is on your meter. That's fine. Of course, my issue is, because I've got no sight at all, I never know how much I've got left on my meter in the first place. So, yes, I could, you know, because I live so close to Chris, I could ask him to, and he has been doing, to be fair, periodically check in my meter and let me know how much I've got on there. But that's not the point. I don't like them. And the gas meters are even worse, because the gas meters are not accessible at all. Because you can't just put the card in and it beeps and you take it back out. You've got to put the card in, then you've got to press this button, then you've got to wait, then you've got to press that button, then you've got to... Oh, it's a pain. It's an absolute nightmare. So I always get them changed. So I did that today, had that done today. And the people that came to do it were lovely. And they weren't here for too long. Also this morning I had another person from the plumbers that came to do my boiler. Another one came this morning to check everything was okay and to redo the gas safety check, which was good. So I'm hoping for the time being that that's it for people coming into my flat and having to do things. I think it's all done now at the moment. So that's good. What isn't so good is that I've got the beginnings of a sore throat. Chris said to me yesterday, well, a friend of ours has got a cold. And Chris said to me yesterday morning, I woke up this morning feeling like crap. I've got a sore throat. And I said, oh dear. That's not good. So he came to see me yesterday and he said, oh, it's not so bad now. And he said this morning again, he said, oh, my sore throat came to visit me again, but I think it's okay. He said, I think it might turn into something at some point. As he was leaving me, he said, oh. I said, how's your sore throat? And he said, oh, not too bad. And all day I've been sort of thinking... I'm not sure. You know when you get that horrible sensation at the back of your nose? It's like almost, it's not a sore throat. It's almost sort of a burning sensation. You think, oh no, please don't be the start of a cold. But I sometimes get this, it happens to me. I must have quite a good immune system because I'll very often... think, ooh, I'm going to come down with a cold. But it won't come to anything. I'll get the sensation at the back of my nose and throat, or sometimes I'll wake up with a sore throat and I'll think, here we go. And then it won't come to anything, it'll just disappear and that's the last I hear of it. Very occasionally, if I get a cold, I don't get them very often, but when I do, I get an absolute cracker. So I'm hoping it's going to be one of those times where it's going to sort of pass me by, as it were. That's my little male zebra finch singing away. Bless him. Smokey's eating. And all the rest of them are quiet at the moment. We've moved the little cockers up to one of my spare rooms, and I've got a chair up there. So I'm going to go and sit with them up there periodically, because the little male, because I've got just the hand raised ones now, because the others were, to be perfectly honest, I like cockatiels, but I didn't bargain on having six of them. I ended up with six of the damn things. So I'm afraid I've rehomed some of them. I did it over the last couple of weeks, but I just haven't mentioned it on here. Not for any particular reason, just that it sort of hasn't come up. I just decided to keep the two hand-raised ones, because the others I couldn't do anything with. They weren't tame in the slightest. Well, Storm wasn't too bad. If he was in the mood, he'd come and sit on your shoulder. You could stroke his head now and again, but like I said, I didn't really bargain on ending up with six of them, because they can be a little bit screechy. And Autumn's not too bad, but the little one who was Pip, but I've now called him Pluto, because bless him, when we thought he was a male, it was Pippa, and then we discovered that it was a male because he started singing and whistling, so we shortened it to Pip. But for some reason, Pip just didn't sound right. I don't know why. It just didn't. So we decided to call him Pluto instead. And he, when he whistles and chatters quietly, it's lovely. But he can also be a bit screechy. But the problem is, because he's such a lovely bird, I don't want to part with him, because he's really tame and cuddly. He's just lovely. It's just sometimes in this room, because this room is laminate floor, and even with all the furniture, and it's still a little bit echoey, it carries. So I said to Chris, right, what I'm going to do is put them upstairs in that little room, and I can go and sit up there with them, because I've got some of my clocks up there. It'd be like a little sitting room upstairs, really. So we've put them up there. They're in the same cage now, so they've got each other for company when I'm not there. And I can go between both rooms, if that makes sense. So we moved them today. And they seem happy enough to be up there. Apart from that, I don't think there's anything else happening, really. Nothing particularly major. Excuse my voice, I do apologise. Like I said, I'm just hoping this isn't going to turn into a full-blown cold. I really don't want it to. I don't like colds. I don't like being ill, to be honest. I'm not one of these that complains the whole time. I just don't like it. But, yeah, I think that's sort of my news, really. Not a huge amount happening. We discovered last night when my broadband was up and running that my upload speed is quite a bit faster than Chris's. So he said, how's that? How does that work? I said, I've no idea. I said, why don't you ring them? So he rang the telephone provider today, our broadband provider, rather. And it turned out that because his was an older account, they used to put a cap on your upload speed. Don't ask me why, I've no idea. But they did. And they don't do it anymore. You just get the best you can get, as it were. So anyway, they've taken the cap, or they're going to, within the next 24 hours, take the cap off his account. So he's pleased about that. I don't know what's going on. There's either something going on outside or next door, but there's a lot of banging about and moving around. I don't know what the hell's happening. And last night there must have been some sort of party somewhere in a house, because there was lots of jollity going on at gone midnight and on to the early hours. There was people coming home rather raucously, and I don't know what was happening. I could hear music at one point, people singing. Put it this way, I think there were a couple of sore heads in our neck of the woods this morning. And it wasn't mine, thank God. Anyway, folks, I will stop my waffling and I will upload this boo. And I will no doubt speak to you all again soon.